2026 Convention Presenter Biographies, Day Al-Mohammed. Policy executive, award-winning filmmaker, and science fiction author. Day Al-Mohammed has a decades-long policy career with a focus on marginalized and underrepresented populations. A former White House Director of Disability Policy, she also designed and led the U.S. Department of Labor's Add Us In initiative to increase hiring in minority communities by partnering with local chambers of commerce. She had an active role in legislative passage of the Affordable Care Act and the Hate Crimes Prevention Act, and before her time in Washington, D.C., worked at the United Nations. A sought-after presenter, Day is a regular host on Adobe Radio's Geek Girl Riot and creator of American Masters/PBS award-winning historical series Renegades. She is co-founder of FWD Doc, Documentary Filmmakers with Disabilities, and has written two novels, Baba Ali and the Clockwork Djinn, and The Labyrinth's Alchemist, as well as multiple short stories and essays. Day lives in Washington, D.C. with her wife, N.R. Brown, daughter Baby Dragon, and guide dog. Linda McLeod is a retired attorney who practiced litigation in the areas of personal injury, probate, employment, and business law. She retired 10 years ago after suffering significant vision loss from Usher syndrome. She and her first guide dog, Gideon, resides in the Bay Area. John Gassman. My working career started in 2000 at Braille Institute in Anaheim, California. I worked as a receptionist at the front desk for a year and was then asked to teach Braille reading and writing. I did that for 2 years. I interviewed thanks to Braille's Career Center with Walt Disney Company and was hired in May of 2003 as a sales reservation agent for Walt DC Company, specifically the Disneyland Resort. In addition to booking vacation packages at the resort, I trained 17 other blind individuals using JAWS and the reservation system we used. I tested Disney software to be sure it worked with JAWS. In 2019, I was nominated for and was selected as a winner of the Walt Disney Legacy Award, which is the highest award given by the Disney Company. Less than half of 1% of Disney cast members win that award, which is given every 2 years. Winning that award and singing at Christmas time with the Disney Candlelight Choir are two of my highlights with Disney. I retired after 20 years at the end of July 2023. Mark Hanohano. Mark Hanohano is a visually impaired higher education professional and disability advocate based in Chino Hills, California. He serves as a lead rotation coordinator at Western University of Health Sciences, College of Veterinary Medicine, where he supports experiential learning logistics, faculty, staff, and student communication and student success. Mark is completing his BA in Rehabilitation Services at Cal State LA and has 10-plus years in customer service and 12 years in administrative support, with specialized experience in assistive technology and program coordination. He has contributed to youth leadership and disability advocacy efforts, including the California Youth Leadership Forum for Students with Disabilities. Mark's lived experience has been growing up in a family with blindness and navigating his own low vision, which grounds his passion for accessible design, equitable employment pathways, and practical strategies for overcoming barriers at school and work. Tricia Wechter. Tricia Wechter is the founder and CEO of Blind Girl Designs, a clothing company focused on fashion for the visually disabled and blind. Her inspiration for founding Blind Girl Designs comes from her own diagnosis of retinitis pigmentosa, which has left her with 11% of her vision. Trisha's career has been centered around the creative arts, working in either theater or fashion design. Throughout her career, she traveled to all 7 continents and 48 countries for work and personal visits. Trisha was long aware that retinitis pigmentosa had the possibility of diminishing her vision, which propelled her to take full advantage of the opportunities, such as travel, presented to her. When retinitis pigmentosa ended her ability to work in a traditional corporate and fashion design setting, she was devastated. However, she didn't let this setback stop her. Trisha is open about the mental health challenges she faced due to losing her vision, most notably her diagnosis of depression. However, through seeking therapy, Trisha was inspired to create blind girl designs. This not only gave Trisha a way to continue her beloved fashion career, but to provide clothing options she and her fellow visually impaired or blind peers could wear confidently. Her goal is to normalize blindness in the general community, and her clothing options are meant to start conversations around that mission. Since founding Blind Girl Designs, Trisha has traveled across the country to conventions, selling Blind Girl Designs apparel, and has become the go-to designer for custom apparel for blind community fundraisers. Additionally, Trisha has served as the keynote speaker at many events and has been featured in magazines, podcasts, and television segments across the globe. Trisha's key beliefs and building blocks in this endeavor are acceptance, love, and empathy. She is proud to be a part of the blind community and looks forward to continued growth in her personal and career journey. Scott Thornhill. Scott Thornhill is the executive director of the American Council of the Blind, ACB, a national nonprofit organization dedicated to increasing the independence, security, equality of opportunity, and quality of life for all blind and visually impaired people. Founded in 1961, ACB's organizational roots reach back nearly 150 years, and it now leads to the efforts of more than 70 state and special interest affiliates, numerous corporate sponsors, and more than 8,000 individual members nationwide. Scott was diagnosed at age 8 with retinitis pigmentosa, RP, retinitis pigmentosa, a hereditary disease that slowly destroys the retina, the light-sensitive tissue at the back of the eyes. By the time Scott was 15, doctors told him that he would be blind by age 40. Despite this childhood diagnosis and the life changes it demanded, Scott excelled in academics and athletics through high school and even went on to play football at Guilford College in Greensboro, North Carolina, with a limited amount of his vision remaining. Throughout his professional life, Scott's optimism and can-do attitude have helped him to find innovative ways to level the playing field for people who are visually impaired and to support them as they tackle the challenges they face in their home, work, community, and recreational pursuits. Prior to ACB, Scott served as the director of public policy for Alpha Point, a nonprofit organization that helps visually impaired individuals find better employment and navigate the workplace more easily. Scott helped to lead Alpha Point's government relations, employment partnerships, operational innovation, and fundraising efforts. While at Alpha Point, Scott successfully shepherded legislation that saved almost 1,000 jobs for people with disabilities. He also secured more than $6 million in funding through lobbying and private placement to support Alpha Point's programming goals. During his almost 6 years at Alpha Point, Scott navigated over 30 airports, took more than 275 flights, rode in countless rideshare vehicles, and stayed in hotels in dozens of cities while advocating for visually impaired employees across the country. With all those miles under his belt, Scott has become a leading consultant on improving access and accommodation for travelers with various needs. In 2022, Alpha Point honored Scott as their Employee of the Year, and he was named a finalist for the Career Achievement Award from the National Industries for the Blind. Prior to working in the nonprofit sector, Scott built successful businesses with his wife Jane, including their Keller Williams real estate brokerage that served Central North Carolina for almost 20 years. In 2018, Scott was named a cultural icon by Keller Williams Realty International, an annual recognition reserved for only a few of their 150,000 agents worldwide. Scott has also served many nonprofit organizations, including the National Association for the Employment of People Who Are Blind, NAEPB, and Vision Serve Alliance, both of which benefited from his work on their public policy committees. Scott's ability to help others see blindness in a brighter light has made him a sought-after speaker and consultant around the country, especially with elected officials, businesses, nonprofit organizations, and educational and youth groups. His easy sense of humor, compassion for anyone facing challenges in life, desire to increase equal access and opportunity for people with disabilities, and leadership excellence inspire audiences wherever he speaks. More than anything, Scott hopes that his work will help eliminate barriers so that everyone can reach their full potential, whatever they want to do, and regardless of whether the vision challenges they experience are physical, mental, or emotional. Scott received his undergraduate degree in sport management from Guilford College and his master's degree in public administration from the University of North Carolina at Wilmington. Scott, Jane, and their son, Will, split their time between Greensboro, North Carolina, and Washington, D.C. Kelly Coleman, occupation, disability specialist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln. I am a blind artist who uses acrylic paints mixed with other forms of media to create tactile art. I mainly paint landscapes, but I have been known to do some abstracts and animal portraits. I grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska, got my bachelor's degree in family social work, then went to Louisiana Tech and got a master's degree in education. I'm certified nationally in Braille, and I'm certified to teach in 3 states. I teach graduate students every spring who are wanting to become teachers of the blind and visually impaired. I teach Braille during those classes. I have worked for the Commission for the Blind in Lincoln for 5 years before going to the university. I taught technology as my main course, but also taught cooking, Braille, and other life skills. These included travel as well as budgeting and crochet. Kurt Weston. Kurt Weston is an award-winning legally blind photographer living in Mission Viejo, California. Weston's art has been exhibited internationally, most notably in Sight Unseen Photographs by Blind Photographers and Transformations at the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C. His work is in the permanent collection of the Houston Museum of Fine Art, the Museum of Contemporary Photography, and the National AIDS Museum. Weston has a B.A. in photography from Columbia College, Chicago, and after his sight loss was able to achieve his M.F.A. from California State University, Fullerton. Weston's art and life story has been featured in many articles and interviews, including an interview on CNN talking about his art and advocacy. In the 1990s, Weston's career as a commercial and fashion photographer flourished. However, this promising trajectory was abruptly altered when he was diagnosed with AIDS. The disease not only left him legally blind, but also profoundly influenced his artistic direction. Weston's limited peripheral vision in one eye provides him with a unique perspective akin to an impressionist painting. Weston's art consistently confronts themes of loss, resilience, and the enduring human spirit. His celebrated series, Blind Vision, serves as a powerful exploration of his own visual impairment, symbolizing the disconnection and reimagined reality experienced by those with sight loss. Through bold chiaroscuro techniques, Weston's portraits transcend physical appearances, illuminating the inner struggles and fortitude he displays living with sight loss. The series has been widely exhibited and remains a cornerstone of his artistic legacy. As an artist living with disability, Weston has been committed to the full inclusion and access to the arts for the disabled. He participated as an artist and advisor with the National Arts Organization, VSA Arts, and the National Arts and Disabilities Center, assisting these organizations with the groundbreaking Higher Value Conferences, Careers in the Arts for People with Disabilities. In 2005, Weston conceived the Shared Visions Art Exhibition featuring the art of blind and visually impaired artists. The year-long exhibitions were held at the Southern California College of Optometry. For 12 years, the Shared Visions Exhibition provided opportunities for blind artists around the world. Weston has also been involved with political action, advocating Capitol Hill for the continued funding for the arts in education. Kurt Weston is a proud member of the California Council of the Blind, CCB, and the American Council of the Blind, ACB. He has been the beneficiary of scholarships from CCB and ACB's Friends in Art, which assisted Weston in financing his academic career while studying for his MFA. Weston taught at California State University, Fullerton, the Huntington Beach Art Center, and the Muckenthaler Cultural Center in Fullerton. Weston's life story and artwork has an extensive presence on the World Wide Web and is featured on many websites, including his own website at www.kurtweston.com. Peggy Chong. Peggy Chong is the author of more than a dozen books about blind ancestors, also available at https://www.smashwords.com/books/buy-series/243-25 who have made a difference. Her monthly email list to her followers highlights another blind ancestor. She wrote the history column for Dialogue magazine, The Way We Were. In 2016, Peggy launched the Blind History Lady Project. This project has to date published 13 books detailing the lives of what she calls her blind ancestors, who quietly made a difference in the lives of the blind men and women of today. Each book highlights their struggles and triumphs as blind people and highlights the normality of their lives and how each person was an integral part of his or her community as a normal citizen. Through her monthly emails and public speaking, Peggy brings to life the all-but-forgotten blind ancestors from around the country. Peggy's goal is to have the history of the average blind and disabled person taught, not just to the blind and disabled themselves, but to those entering into professional fields where their jobs will impact people with disabilities. Blind people historically held regular jobs and pursued professions that are the same as professions occupied by people without disabilities. These blind individuals performed exceptionally well, setting examples for others. By understanding what the blind and disabled have achieved in the past and knowing the history of the contributions made by people with disabilities to our country, our society will be much more willing and accepting of the disabled. Stephen J. Kerr. I have been a PT since the year 2000 and a PTA for 10 years prior to becoming a PT. The majority of my work experience has been in the SNF of current employment. Currently, I work at Ladera Rehabilitation Services as a PT under the rehab group Genesis Rehab Services and have been full-time since September 2012. Previous employment. When I first went to Ladera Rehabilitation Services, it was under Rehab Care Services, where I worked from September 2010 until the September 2012. At that time, Genesis bought out the contract, and I was hired by them remaining on at Ladera as a PT. Prior to this, I worked for a PT travel company called Allegiant Services, starting with them in December 2008 to September 2010. All work was full-time. In addition, I have worked PRN as a PT for Hallmark Rehabilitation since December 2008 and have had consistent employment on two Saturdays a month. Education. Findlay University, Ohio, 1998 to 2000 PT degree, and Licensure Community College of Allegheny County, Pennsylvania, 1989 to 1991 PTA degree and licensure. Biola University, California, 1980. B, a degree in Intercultural Studies. Glenda V. Such, M.Ed. Websites, https://www.suchasite.com and https://www.lowvisionnow.org. Professional experience. Consultant, private, responsibilities. Assessing technology needs for people with visual disabilities who also may have other disabilities. Recommendations of assistive technology to enable people to complete tasks of employment, daily living, or personal growth. Develop educational plans for people to effectively use both assistive and basic technologies. Creation of reference sheets to augment the learning process. Consultant, Nobility Technology, Texas. Responsibilities. Analyze websites for accessibility compliance under the Americans with Disabilities Act, provide constructive suggestions and techniques to meet the ADA guidelines and user-friendliness for those with disabilities. Academic background, Temple University, 6 credits, PhD education program, Salus University, Pennsylvania College of Optometry. Master of Education, Education of the Visually Impaired. Norwich University, Vermont College, Bachelor of Arts in Psychology and Pre-Law, Liberal Arts, Bucks County Community College, Associate of Arts in Health and Physical Education, Dr. Joshua Mealy. Joshua A. Mealy is a blind scientist, designer, author, and disability scholar. He writes, advises, and collaborates widely on accessible design, disability-inclusive research methods, and the disability experience, with understandable emphasis on blindness and low vision. He is a 2021 MacArthur Fellow, Distinguished Fellow of Disability, Accessibility, and Design at UC Berkeley's Othering and Belonging Institute, and an Amazon Design Scholar focusing on accessible experiences for Amazon devices. He has a bachelor's degree in physics and a PhD in psychoacoustics from the University of California at Berkeley. For over 20 years, Dr. Mealy was based at the Smith Kettlewell Rehabilitation Engineering Research Center on Blindness and Low Vision in San Francisco. There, he led a team of engineers, scientists, and students dedicated to addressing a wide variety of accessible information challenges in education, employment, and entertainment. His accessibility creations, Then and Now, focus on the use of affordable emerging technologies and ideas to address a wide range of social and information accessibility challenges. These include tactile maps and graphics, digital spatial information, video and audio description, data sonification, AI and ML promises and threats, and inclusive, accessible design challenges of all descriptions. Josh lives in Berkeley, California, where he enjoys hiking, cooking, reading hard SF, making sawdust, and eating as many oysters as possible with his friends and family. Stephanie Zabitz. Stephanie Zabitz joined Guide Dogs for the Blind, GDB, as an apprentice guide dog instructor in 2007 while pursuing her master's degree in special education at San Francisco State University, SFSU. She advanced to the role of Master Guide Dog Mobility Instructor before returning to SFSU in 2018 to attain her O&M Specialist Certification, COMS. Since graduating from that program, she has worked as a teaching assistant and a part-time faculty lecturer for SFSU's O&M program. She is now the Senior Orientation and Mobility Program Specialist for GDB's O&M Immersion Program. She really enjoys being able to utilize both her COMS and GDMI qualifications. Her highest motivation comes from interacting directly with the clients and helping them have the best experience with all parts of the O&M Immersion Program. Stephanie resides in San Rafael with her husband, Spencer, and rescued Australian cattle dog, Finca, which means small farm in Spanish. In her free time, Stephanie enjoys traveling, camping, hiking, and kayaking.